Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What is our contact info?
We have an Instagram, thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Before we get into talking about today, because I want to know about, we didn't really talk about your Vegas adventures.
Oh, yes.
Just a heads up to everybody, because I had a couple people message me on my personal page or my fan page. I did find a house.
Oh.
I did put an offer down. They accepted it. I do not want to celebrate yet. If all goes well.
Until you have the keys in your hand.
Until I have the keys in my hand.
Yes.
So May 20th.
Hopefully.
Yes.
You'll know for sure.
But my real estate agent's like, okay, like this is, like this was, we already did the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just time, it just has to go by now.
Yeah, making sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
All the paperwork and insurance and all this other adult stuff. Yeah, I had a lot of adulting I had to do yesterday.
Yeah, but it looks like if everything goes well, you will get the keys by the end of May.
Yes.
That's exciting.
And so I think they still get to have the house for 3 days after I get the keys, just to move out.
Yeah.
But then I would want to move in until like the 24th anyways, which is a Friday.
Ooh.
So I can start moving my crap in, but I have to do a lot of cleaning and painting. So realistically, I'm not moving a lot of stuff in. Probably
totally.
Everything into the garage, probably.
Yeah, until all the painting and stuff is settled. So then you can set your bed up and start sleeping there.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Eventually have a house party, but that costs money and it's not nice out yet. So.
And you want to make sure your house looks somewhat of the way you want it to look before having people over.
I have ideas and Pinterest boards. Anywho.
Yay.
Sarah.
Yes.
How was Vegas?
It was incredible.
Okay. You were really stressing.
It's been almost a year of planning. I am a bridesmaid, and me and one of the other bridesmaids were in charge of planning her bachelorette party, which was in Vegas. This is the first bachelorette party I've ever planned, and actually the first one I've ever really been to.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of stressors throughout the whole planning of it. But once we actually were all in Vegas, it was a freaking blast. We were there from Thursday to Sunday, and all
the showing all
happened.
Kinds of booties, not yours, on your
Insta. Yeah, booties, a lot of boobs. We went to Magic Mike one night. We went to a few clubs. We one night stayed out till 4 a.m. The next night we thought for sure would be an early night, ended up staying out till 8 a.m. What do you do till 8 a.m.? I have no idea, but you just look outside and realize, wow, the sun's coming up. I think I need to leave now.
I feel like that wouldn't cross your mind ever.
Yeah, that's what crossed my mind, because
really?
I was like, why? Yeah, because I was already like
out.
I was already kind of over it, but I was trying to be like a good white woman, you know, and like not leave my friends with these randos and just be there. And then
I know what that's like.
I was like, dang. And we had a flight to catch that day.
Oh.
So this was Sunday morning. So we literally went back to the hotel room. Some girls had to just pick their stuff up and go. I luckily got to sleep for like 2 hours before my flight. But that's how you're supposed to do Vegas. So I feel like we did it right. The bride had a freaking blast. She was like pulled up on stage at the Magic Mike show. And so it was like really perfect. And now her wedding is in like less than 2 weeks. And
wow.
I'm like, holy crap, this is crazy. But it was incredible.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part? Ooh.
Was it like a food or a specific drink or the show? Or
I kind of loved, actually,
moment?
We all had matching swimsuits and we all had matching shirts. And we kind of did our own little like photo shoot near the pool. And that was so cool because we were all just together, all just like, you know, drinking and like kind of in the pool. And it was like really not the greatest weather. But we all just like were like, we have to do this for the gram. Let's get real.
Right.
But it was just like bonding and all of us were there together.
I should say Instagram, not the grandmother, just for people who don't know the lingo.
Yeah. We do it for the gram. We don't do it for the grandma.
Yeah,
we do it for Instagram. Yeah. And I mean, we had so many good moments, but that one we were all together. There were a few girls in the group that were lame AF, and I told them they were, and they were cool with me telling them what they were. But I liked that one because we were all together, you know.
Was there any drama at all?
Between us? No, besides me getting upset because people are lame and they're so cold and they're so tired and they're dipping out. And I'm like, it's freaking Vegas. Like, get it together. Like, what are you doing here then? Why go to a bachelorette party if you're not actually going to participate? I don't really
understand.
Well,
how much did
they
participate?
They would go to lunch, go back to the hotel room. We'd all go to dinner. We'd come to dinner, say they were going to go out, and then not go out.
Okay. Like, so I was going to say, like, it wasn't like they stayed out till like midnight.
No,
and then left.
Yeah, no.
Okay, then that's, like, you call me lame a lot, but it's like, dude, I have actual legit reasons. I actually go and I participate and I have a good time. However, when stuff hits, it hits.
Yeah, I mean, I just also think you have to be in, like, the mindset of, like, we're here to celebrate. Like, I get something might not be your jam, but if, don't come to something
That's a predicament because, like, let's say we were in that position, like, oh, Vicky, you're being lame. Let's say it was you're the one getting married and I'm the one in the scenario. You would be mad if you had invited me and I'm like, well, I don't like Vegas, so I'm not going to go.
I would be more mad if you came and were lame AF.
Because I feel like with you, how you are with your birthday, it's like, oh, you're not showing up to my birthday and you get mad when people don't show up. So it's like that weird, like, I feel like I'm stuck and...
Yeah, but then you come and you're lame. And so now when you don't come, I'm like, well, she would just be lame anyway. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I would rather not have the person there. Like, that's what I don't get. You spend all this money to be here to do what the bride wants to do, but then you're not doing what the bride wants to do. So, like, why are you here?
I mean, I don't know the people, but I know, and it sucks because I've had this recently a couple of times where I've planned to go do stuff and I'm really excited about it. And that, like, the day or the day before for, like, a couple of days, I don't know if you ever get this, and this could be just because of my issues with, like, the whole depression thing and medication, I'll get in a mode where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. I need to be in my room. Like, I have a hard time just even going to the store. I'm like, I need, like, a personal day. And when it hits on a day I have stuff to do that I promise to do, it makes me feel really, really crappy.
I mean, I get having, like...
But that's why I'm like, I don't know if that's the kind of vibe these girls had or if they were just like, well, I don't like this thing, but I just came anyways. Then that's kind of like, okay, what?
I mean, I think there's like... There's a fine line, too, because I get my funks, too.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, you just have to be like, you're here. Like, snap out of it. Like, get your head on straight. Just go out. Try to have a good time. Just try, you know?
They didn't even try, though.
I mean, these girls, that's like, they don't have that kind of problem. I mean, and one of the girls literally had strep. So I understand that there is that, okay, go home and rest and then let's rally kind of thing. And one of the other girls was just lame. So besides that kind of drama.
Was one of the ones that were lame the one with strep?
Yes. And the other one was just lame because she's always lame.
Okay, well, see, if she's always lame, then that's kind of to be expected. But if someone has strep and they still go to Vegas, I mean, like, I get, like, you're not wanting, you spent the money to go.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. She would have lost a lot of money if she didn't go.
So it's just like, I feel
but
you, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I feel that makes sense. Okay, go home, take a nap, and then come and rally. But if you don't really have, it irks my soul. It's like, you spent all this money, we planned all these things, like, and you should be, like, why are you here? So besides that, they were very cool with me being like, you guys are lame, or like, I think you have a medical condition, like, you should go get this checked out, like, someone shouldn't always be this exhausted. Like, I think, you know, so me calling them out for that, they were very cool. They were like, yeah, I am lame. Or like, yeah, I probably should go to a doctor. Like, I probably have a little iron or something. So they were really cool with it. But
or they just wanted you to shut up?
No, they were so cool with it. They were like, yeah, no, you can call me lame. I know. I'm like in my 30s. I can't do this anymore, you know? Right. And I was like, ah! But yeah, other than that, there was no drama.
Well, do you want to hear about a party where there was drama before the party even started?
Oh, gosh.
So one of our listeners, Carly, sent this to us via text. And I had seen it too on Facebook, and this is going to make your soul hurt.
What?
So a woman was invited to a bachelorette party out of pity, sends out a list of insane rules all the girls must follow. So I shall read you the story. So Emma is the one getting married in June. Emma's bachelorette party is at the beginning of May in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We will be there a total of 6 days, which, by the way, that's a lot of days.
I even thought 4 days was too much.
There's 17 people going. All six of her bridesmaids and the rest are really close friends. So she's got six bridesmaids and 11 close friends.
Okay.
So Taylor wasn't originally invited to Emma's wedding. We were all pleasant with each other in college, but never were really friends. Taylor contacted Emma in January and asked why she hadn't received her invitation.
Awkward.
So when Emma explained that she wasn't invited, Taylor lost it and started this smear campaign against Emma, saying how she betrayed the bond of sorority sisters.
Oh, no.
This was also weird because Taylor wasn't even in the same sorority as Emma or any of the other girls. So that's that's really stupid.
And I think the whole sorority sister thing is really stupid to begin with.
I do too, but it's like, I guess if you were like super close and you had a thing, but you weren't even in the same freaking sorority, you idiot.
Well, and if the bride doesn't like you, the bride doesn't like you whether you're in the same sorority or not.
Why would you want to go to a wedding, like to somebody that doesn't want you there?
Dude, because weddings are dope. Free food and alcohol. I would want to go to all the weddings.
So side note, we all graduated college and I'm pretty sure none of us still take the sorority stuff this personally, except this girl, Taylor. So whatever, Emma caved and extended an invitation. About a month ago, Taylor, again, bitch face, threw another fit because she wasn't invited to the bachelorette party.
Okay, so she got invited to the wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
And complained that she wasn't invited to the bachelorette party. There was a big debate in our group chat. And we ultimately decided, what the hell, what's the worst that can happen?
Woo, good thing I wasn't in that group chat.
And gave her the details and invited her.
Ooh.
Well, Taylor has emailed us all a list of rules for Vegas. So please enjoy the ridiculousness.
What?
She does say, my favorite definitely is the second half of number 6, which I'll say in a bit. And she has changed all the names. So
okay.
Heads up. Hi, all. I'm really excited for our upcoming trip to Vegas. I think it'll be such a good time and we'll finally get out to bond. I know Vegas is known as Sin City, but despite this, I still have to uphold the moral code our father inscribed in my heart. Due to this, I have some ground rules that I'd like everyone to follow. These will not only help me remain aligned with the church, but also keep us out of trouble.
Oh my
God. Anyone
goodness.
Rolling eyes yet?
Yes.
Number 1, Sunday the 12th. I have found an appropriate church and contacted the pastor there explaining that we're from out of town and we'd like to attend services. Sunday at 7:15 a.m.
Hell no.
We'll be Ubering to the church. I can't wait to share God with all of you. I think it'll be a nice way for us to cleanse our sins from that week.
I was out till 7 a.m. on that Sunday, so I could just roll up.
Number 2, in the hotel room, no hard liquor. I don't want people getting inebriated and falling from the balcony. Also, as this is my first time being of age in an environment with prevalent drinking, I don't want to be tempted by these foul drinks. I'm not sure how I'll react to rum or tequila or vodka. I'd like to test these in a more controlled environment. Please stick to light beers and red wines.
Has she never gotten drunk before?
No, because she's with our Lord and Savior.
Don't go to Vegas.
Number 3. There will be no sex taking place in our hotel rooms or anywhere in the suite. As none of us have committed ourselves to husbands yet, there's no need to have premarital sex.
That's so funny. That was an argument with one of the girls, actually. What? If we could bring guys back and, well, not me personally, no. But like people in our group bring guys back to the suite. And I have absolutely no problem with it. And the girl's like, I don't want some strange man in our suite. And I'm like, they're not going to be in your bed. Chill. Like, she was like, no. And yeah.
Well, that's how you get robbed.
No, I've brought in, like, strange men back to bang hotel rooms before.
To bang, but not to hang out or, like,
yeah.
Spend the night.
No, I mean, they end up spending the night, but then
I usually,
leaving.
Whenever I've, like, hooked up with a dude at a hotel, it's like, cool, thanks. I have to get up early. See ya.
No, I mean, they just pass the F out and then get up in the morning.
I kick them out. She kind of says the same thing. Please do not invite random men back to the suite, which is number 4. I do not see a need for them to be there or know where we are staying. I don't want to be robbed. I'm saying, like, I just hear stories of dudes, like, inviting chicks over and them waking up, like, hooking up, and they take their wallet and their watch and stuff like that.
Oh, the chicks do?
Yeah, so I'm like, I could see a guy like, hey, your iPad's right there. Your really expensive iPhone's there. Sweet, mine. Or if you happen to have some couple bucks or whatever. Some people carry a lot of cash in Vegas.
I do.
So.
But I don't really think of that. They usually just kind of, we pass out and then, like, leave. I don't know. I've never had experience that or would think of that.
Yeah, I think of that just like if it's a bigger group situation like that, just because it's like, oh, I see what these girls are doing. I don't know. I'm an overthinker. Anywho, this gets awesome. Number 5, please Venmo me $50 each as we'll be buying groceries for the hotel room. The last thing we need is to be famished in the desert heat.
What?
People are going to eat whatever the hell they want.
And, like, how many people are going?
17.
That's so much money.
Yeah. No. Number 6. This is, like, dude. Absolutely under no circumstances, no drugs, which, okay. Half of you currently work in positions that require you to have security clearances, and I don't want you to be tempted by these substances. Drugs bring nothing but problems. I'm like, okay, you know, I understand, like, for a long time, there's a few drugs where I'm like, that cannot be in my presence. Now it's like, whatever. But there are some, like if someone's just shooting up black tar heroin that we're hanging out with, I'm like, no.
I'm going to go.
I'm not comfortable with this. So I get it. But this is where it gets stupid. It doesn't say the person's name. It says, blank, please leave your Adderall at home. I understand you have a medical condition, but as we will not be studying, there is no need for you to take your methamphetamines.
We will not be studying?
I'm like, she has ADHD. Like, even it said previously, it's like, she has ADHD and she needs these.
Yeah.
So I think that is it for now, but I'm sure more will come up as time draws closer, so can't wait to see you all. Respectfully and with courteous passion, which Taylor was the name. Yeah.
Did anyone respond to that? Like any of the bridesmaids?
It doesn't say in this article, but there were people like replying to it. She posted it, I think, on Reddit.
Whoever received that posted it? Yeah. The girl?
Yeah, or like people who saw it posted on Reddit commented. Someone's like, yeah, see, the mistake is obvious. Letting people who go ape-s get their way. Mm-hmm. So if someone is losing their mind, don't give them their way because they're not going to be any chiller after.
I just can't believe she did have the balls to make this list.
Like to make the list.
You weren't even invited in the first place.
And make a big stink about not getting invited to the wedding and then making a big stink about not getting invited to the bridal or the bachelorette party.
I would legit have seen that, like if I was in this bridal party and messaged her back.
Oh my God.
Like, hey, I just want to let you know that I actually already bought the alcohol that I'm bringing down. So it's going to be rum, alcohol, or tequila, and vodka. And I actually have all of these drugs I've contacted a lot of drug dealers. And I already have these two dudes that want
to,
like,
my drug dealers are coming to hang out.
Yeah, they're going
to
hang out with us. You might want to hide your stuff. They may or may steal it. I don't know.
See, I kind of wish, like, we were in a group chat where you're in it and I'm in it and this person's in it, because I'd be like, cool, pass the popcorn, I'm gonna see Sarah.
Oh yeah, I would.
Oh,
I would.
So great.
I'd be like, so it's actually your choice or not if you still want to come to this bachelor party.
Like,
no. Because let's remember,
no one's going to church.
Yeah,
no one's paying you $50. Okay, let's I can't do that math. Hold on,
how I think it's like, what, $700 or something?
I think so.
And I was like, you weren't even invited to this first, so, and why are you even going? Like, I would seriously, dude. Oh, I would freak out.
Yeah, it's $850.
What are you gonna buy for? What?
Like, I get it, 6 days, but you could easily for like what? For 17 people, I could say $200, $250 if you're trying to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And you don't do that.
But nobody does that.
Nobody. Maybe you make breakfast if you have like a kitchen in your suite.
And usually people eat cereal.
And like for us, we had vouchers that gave us free breakfast every morning in our little cafe. So.
No.
Girl, you crazy.
She's just trying to get her money back for the trip is what it is.
Right. Well, she just had to book a ticket down there, I guess, because short notice.
This person's like, please, for the love of all that is whole, unholy and fun, tell them the plans have changed and send her to Utah or something.
Yeah, just send her somewhere else. That'd be hilarious. And be like, oh, yeah, we'll meet you at the airport. Oh, you got on the wrong flight. Weird. What happened?
This is funny. The harlot didn't even insist on chastity belts and sin blindfolds.
How dare she?
Ugh.
Yeah.
And someone's like, I love that she put all the hard alcohols in quotes as if she was not sure if they're actually real.
Yeah, tequila.
The tequila and the rums.
I wonder if she like just turned 21 or something. Yeah. Or like fresh out of college.
I really hope they kicked her. I'm going to do a quick Google search, but... like, I'm trying to think of like what rules like I would put in place, like if I was the one throwing a bachelor party. The only thing I would be like, dude, if you're gonna be doing like some certain types of drugs, I'm like, do them like anything that you smoke, do it outside. Mm-hmm. I think, because I don't like the smell of smoke kind of hanging out inside. I'm like, I think that's fair.
Oh yeah,
smoke outside. And obviously nothing like crazy like black tar heroin.
Yeah, no, I would do no drugs.
Yeah,
like at my personal bachelor party, or I mean even this girl's, I didn't have to like warn the people that I knew or were invited, because I knew everyone pretty much, and I knew that really wasn't their jam. But like, if anybody had drugs at my bachelor party, I literally kicked their ass. I mean, and we hung out with people, and we went back to these people's Airbnbs when we were there, and they were doing, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I mean that's fun.
Not,
I mean, like,
not my jam, but I'm
that's
like,
not my jam.
I don't like to necessarily be around it, but I'm like, if it's not my thing there, like if it's not my house,
yeah. If we're at somebody else's house, okay, whatever. Thank you for offering. No, thank you, and do your own thing. But if you brought that stuff to mine, I would be pissed. I'd be like, no, 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 no.
Get out.
Homegirl, don't roll that way.
I mean, I think that's just common courtesy. Don't, you know.
If I was like into it, though, they'd be totally like.
Right.
Because nowadays, especially in Vegas, it's just like a common thing.
I really hope
it's
I can find.
It's just a party drug.
But yeah. Anywho, what is the weirdest thing? What, like, the biggest drama that you saw in a bachelor at party or bachelor party?
Probably the bachelors. They like don't even get planned. Yeah. It's the night of and they're like, oh. No, there's some, grab some beers.
No, there's some that go all out too in Vegas. There was the ones that like we met from St. Louis in Chicago when we got that drunken night with the guy getting his face all bloody.
Yeah, they made it traumatic for them.
No, it wasn't us who made it traumatic. It was that guy's. I didn't smash the glass in that guy's face.
I know,
face.
But I feel like the way the night unfolded, they probably wouldn't have ended up there at that exact time.
Who knows?
I blame us.
I don't. But yeah, we want to hear from you guys.
Tell us your epic stories.
Good and bad. And if you guys, let me know if you guys actually think if this chick is reasonable or not.
Yeah, please do.
If you do, then please stop listening because you've clearly.
Because you're crazy.
Yeah. But bye, guys.
Bye.